Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus, of course, this is Jesus speaking. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No. For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The Gospel of the Lord. Woman goes to the airport and is waiting for her plane and stopped at a snack shop and bought a package of cookies. And she sat down in the chairs outside the gate where her plane was, and there was an empty chair next to her, and then there was a man sitting over there. And she didn't pay too much attention until she looked over and saw that he was eating her cookies. They were on the seat between them. And she was mightily affronted and thought, what nerve this guy has. So she grabbed a cookie and ate it and gave him a dirty look, and he just kept on eating. And so she really got hot under the collar, and so she grabbed all but one cookie and started stuffing them in her mouth and in her pockets, and there was one left, and the man reached down and picked it up, broke it in half. He ate a half, and he gave a half to her. Well, by this time, she was really steamed. And so she grabbed that empty package of cookies and jammed it in her purse, where she found her own package of unopened cookies. And there you have it, my friends. This is the reason why we are not called to be reapers at the end of the harvest. We just heard the parable of the weeds and the wheat. And God, Jesus said, let them all grow up together. And then when the harvest comes, I'll take care of it. I will take care of it, and I will send my angels to do this. We human beings, as much as we'd like to think that we're perfect, are not. And we make mistakes. And we also have our biases and our prejudices, do we not? I mean, we're predisposed to like things or not like things, even though we don't want to admit that to ourselves. I'm thinking of the story of a little boy in New York City whose friend was attacked by a vicious dog, and the little boy was thinking quickly, managed to put a stick in the collar of the dog and choke it enough so that it ran away. And a New York Times reporter was right there and said, "Oh my gosh, this is wonderful. I've got the perfect headline. New York boy say New York Giants fan saves a friend from certain death. And the little boy said, but lady, I ain't a Giants fan. And she said, okay, well, then I'll change the title. Brave Jets fan saves friend from vicious attack. And she said, and he said, but I'm not a Jets fan either. And she said, well, you're a New Yorker. You're either Giants or Jets. And she said, and he said, no. No, I am neither. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. And so she changed the title. Hostile Dallas Cowboy fan kills beloved family pet. The harvest. Does any of us really want to have that responsibility of judging another person in this world, let alone the next world? Because indeed, we make mistakes, we have our biases, and we have our prejudices, and even though we don't want to admit it, well, I will admit it at least, this week I had a vengeful thought. Because when that plane went down, the first thought I had, and I'm so ashamed to admit this, was, I hope they get them good. And then I thought, oh my goodness. I thought that my animal brain was all shut down. You know, that little gland in the back of your neck, your pituitary gland that runs all your animal instincts. I like to think that it's civilized, but not this week. Mistakes, prejudices, vengeance. All these things happen to all of us, even on a small scale, once in a while. And God knows this. And so God's got this great plan. God says, let the weeds and the wheat grow up together. Because, you see, my friends, because of all the things I just mentioned, we really can't tell the weeds from the wheat now, can we? Have you ever looked at someone and said, and come to find out they have the best heart you've ever known, you know? Or have you ever believed that somebody was the most wonderful person in the world, come to find out that they have a meth lab in their house, you know? Or that's a bad example, but you know what I'm saying. Appearances, which is what we go on, don't work. God knows our hearts. God knows our hearts and our minds, and only God is able to judge. Now, why do you think, on this very subject, that God allows the wheat and the weeds to grow together? Now, if I were God, if I were God, I'd be tempted to just grow the wheat and make sure they don't get any bad influences, you know, and that the soil is perfect and that the wheat is perfect. But for some reason, God says, let the weeds grow along with them and I'll take care of the harvest later. Notice, I'll take care of the harvest, God says. Why do you think that might be? Pardon? There you go. That's right, because God doesn't want to waste a single one of us. God doesn't want to lose a single one of us. That's why Jesus was sent. He is the Lord of the harvest. But also, part of this deal is that we get time. We get time. How often have we known a person and thought, that person is beyond redemption? I have a friend whose name, she lives in another state. But for the last 6 years, she has wrestled with alcoholism. She's 70 years old and has been into 9 rehabs and has tried more than once to take her own life and has told me straight to my face she doesn't want to live. And guess what? One day, the right person came along. You know who sent that person, right? It was a guy at a rehab who'd been through a worse time than she had, But the words that came out of his mouth were God's words, and some light turned on inside of her. The light turned on inside of her, and her life changed. Actually, she's almost 71. And all those wasted years and all of that terrible time. And she's repenting. You can teach an old dog new tricks. As long as you're talking to God, we can all learn. So you rip up those weeds. Is there time for repentance? That's not our cause, which is why we can't judge anybody. God so loved the world that he gave Jesus Christ for us. Now, God's methods are not our methods, and it might be seem kind of weird to us sometimes. But my friends, you who are the wheat, and maybe sometimes there's a tiny bit of weed in each one of us, we keep on growing. And we keep on blessing the weeds, not with weed killer, but with God's love. Our enemies, our weeds, because God loves them as much as God loves you. I know that's hard to hear, but it's true. So, judge not, lest ye be judged, right? And bless the weeds, because you never know, they might turn into a glorious flower. Amen.